Self-talk, on the other hand, is what we say verbally, out loud to ourselves. We're not saying this to someone else. We're saying it to ourselves to get us pumped up, to create that emotion. And it's very important to create emotion. We know from a lot of research that emotion comes before logic. However, I'm going to get into a concept that I call logical emotion. In tennis, we see several athletes. One in particular that comes to mind is Jimmy Connors, who is very successful. Use emotion, self-talk to get him going. Also, you see Serena Williams, who's lately been winning a lot of championships the last few years. And then you're starting to see even some of the more subtle players, although they're highly competitive and they use more self-think than self-talk, which I do highly recommend, you're seeing them also adapt in this way. Roger Federer, for example, is showing a little more emotion. Pete Sampras would show some emotion, but sometimes his emotion wasn't too wanted, and that would be he would throw up. However, every time I saw him throw up, he would win the match. And then, of course, we have John McEnroe, who was on both ends of the spectrum. He was a great self-thinker, and he was a great self-talker. The problem is sometimes he crossed that boundary and got involved with the umpire or with breaking rackets. Logical emotion, the second tool, is putting logic and emotion together. Or if you prefer, emotion and logic together. I put logic first because everything starts at the mind. Everything starts with a thought, what we think. And then from there, we know the emotion to express. So therefore, many of you can relate to this situation regardless of what sport you play. If you're supposed to be winning but you're losing, then obviously there needs to be an adjustment made to the way that you're self-thinking, and if you use self-talk, also self-talk. And that adjustment needs to be made in one, the first place is your mindset. Think of your mindset as a repository for everything. It's just being able to extract it from your mindset and then transfer it or convert it into a thought, into self-talk, into an emotion, into an action. So it starts with the mindset. Now, the mindset is controlled by your attitude, so if you're losing, you're not supposed to be losing. So your attitude needs to say, this is wrong. This needs to recognize that in your mindset, and therefore trigger your mindset to say, okay, this is what we need to do, or this is what I need to do. And then all of that actually starts to move and gain momentum and creates momentum through motivation. And that motivation can come from self-think or from self-talk. And so that's why I put the two terms logical emotion together, because we have to have both logic and emotion in order for an action to take place. An action does not take place with just logic, and an action does not take place with just emotion. Now, sometimes you may have tried that, and most likely you've gotten into trouble. Because with just logic, you're missing the action part of it, the actual movement. And then with emotion, you have the action part, but you're missing the logic. And if you're missing the logic, for example, if you've ever gotten into an argument with a spouse or a friend or even with your tennis partner or tennis teammate, we know that those are destructive and distractive and need to be addressed and remedied. Therefore, I advocate using logical emotion.